This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking, and we head to a beautiful part of the world, Denver, Colorado. Ellen Hart joins us once again. Ellen, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thank you, Brad. I'm glad to be with you.
Denver's a beautiful place to ride the bike, isn't it?
It is a beautiful place with the mountains all around and then plenty of flats. And then with Boulder so close, that's another whole world of cycling opportunity in Boulder. So I take advantage of both.
In our first chat, you mentioned that your now husband bought you a bicycle, and that's how you got into triathlon. You've taken to the bike. You quite enjoy it. Obviously, you come from a running background, but biking's not too bad, is it?
It's not, and I like it. And I have to say that my enjoyment has definitely grown. In probably the last couple of years, I've enjoyed it, you know, more than ever. Trying to think, I had one serious crash in 2008, right before Vancouver. ITU age group world championships, and it was entirely wind related. I was, you know, riding down, there was some sort of tornado warning that I was oblivious to that day, and there was just a really strong gust from the side and just picked me up and put me down. So I had some real fears about wind for a long time. I mean, it's still not my favorite, you know, climatic condition, but those side winds in Kona presented quite a problem to me, because they just come out of nowhere and they're really strong. And so that's one aspect that I really had to work on, both physically and mentally, to, you know, kind of try and, you know, soften some of those fears. And I have a Trek bike. I've had a Trek bike the last couple of years, and I know that everybody has his or her favorite bike, but I seem to just fit really well on that. And I feel like I'm, you know, we're part and parcel of the same, you know, unit going down the highway. So, you know, that's just probably a lot of time too. And, you know, experimenting with different saddles and that sort of thing to just feel more comfortable actually on the bike.
Let's talk about that crash and sort of dealing with the after effects. And you mentioned how nervous you were with the wind from both a physical and a mental perspective. How do you bounce back from something like that? I mean, was it a case of then forcing yourself to go out and riding in crosswinds, or how did you deal with that, Ellen?
Yes. I mean, two parts. I did have to just go back out and realize that one, you know, sort of surprising and traumatic incident does not inform the rest of my life and does not predict the future. So having a narrative in my head that, you know, that not that every single gust of wind is going to knock me over, but that there was just really only one, and that was kind of a long time ago, and that, you know, I'm strong, and I actually for a while, I was asking every single person I met, like, what do you do in the wind? And just trying to get some sense of, you know, coming back out of aero, going back down into aero, you know, which way you lean, what you do with your hands, you know, sort of some things, you know, scooching back a little bit on the saddle, you know, some specific, you know, things I could practice on the bike, but also just going out in the wind. Like, you know, there was a while when if it was windy, I'd say, no thanks, I think I'll ride indoors. And now I say, it might be windy on race day, so why don't I go out and give it a try? And I also, I mean, you know, I know this, here we go in the touchy-feely again, but I also worked with a therapist about, you know, sort of retraining that response to the, you know, traumatic incident, that it doesn't have to be in the forefront of my, like, my emotional piece. It can be in my memory, the memory piece of my brain, rather than in the you know, the reactive part. So, I worked on that for quite a while.
I want to be
better. And I know what my weaknesses are, and I want to work on them, and I want to be a more complete triathlete. And so that was something that, you know, I knew that I had to put some time into.
And you want to win. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do to win.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Yes. And actually in a race, it's almost easier in a race because I'm the best version of myself in a race, and I'm you know, more, I'm braver and I'm more focused. And so, you know, getting through, you know, now getting through several, you know, Kona, where it's pretty much always windy, and other experiences, you know, I feel a lot more confident.
Ellen, I think that's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time here on the Kona Edge.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.